Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
One man went online to do his banking. One man with his mouse, banking from his house.
All of us online, doing a banking. Republic Bank Online.
It's like having a bank with unlimited locations. Republic Bank Online Banking. Get statements, pay bills, transfer money, and more for free anywhere. Another reason why we're the one for you.
Anywhere,
as the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Divine told Unique that she was not sure she was ready to have a baby. Sister Patsy turned up complaining to Unique that persons were fetching away the mud from a recently dug trench and many were not observing the COVID-19 protocols. Joan berated James for not eating healthily and he promised to do better. When he left to go and exercise, the phone rang the third time that week, but when June answered, there was no reply. At the community center ground, Sister Patsy accused James of going there to admire young girls and not exercise. Right now, Catalina is at home checking the ExxonMobil Facebook page.
ExxonMobil Guyana is supporting several programs that will help students keep up with their studies.
Oh gosh, Catalina Moroni, people are something else.
This was so funny, Auntie Marta.
I just remembered James and Patsy at the community center ground yesterday. She accused him of being there only to watch the young women exercise while he does nothing.
Oh,
goodness. Sister Patsy really knows how to get on people's nerves.
You telling me?
Anyway, what are you doing?
I'm there on ExxonMobil Facebook page. I was trying to keep up with everything they've been doing during this corona season.
Oh!
You heard about the $60 million Guyana dollars they give to help in the corona fight?
Yes, girl. 40 to CDC and 10 each to Rotary and Salvation Army.
Right. Well, they give $15 million more to education.
Really?
Yes, through the Rotary Club of Georgetown and the National Center for Education Research Development in CERD.
Lovely.
Yes, to help them children keep up with their studies and prepare for national exams.
SSEE?
Yes, so grade 4, 5, and 6 will get online classes, plus program on the Learning Channel and some radio stations.
That is good. I know a lot of parents can't wait for school to reopen.
You're telling me? I was talking to one of them girls from the salon, and she was telling me how she children about to run she mad. Whole day she said a fighting ain't not all the food.
I tell you what. But look how this virus just come and mash up everything, eh? Who would have believed that this would ever happen?
I know nobody was prepared. That is why it is good that companies like ExxonMobil can join in the fight in Guyana, because every little helps.
Yes. Oh, talking about ExxonMobil, I now remember Sister Clarice told me her grandson applied for a position they advertised.
Really?
Yes. Some kind of technical job or something.
Oh, lovely. This one noticed on the Facebook page too. They've been advertising vacancies and putting requests for suppliers.
Nice.
But of course, all businesses that are interested in providing services have to register through the Center for Local Business Development.
Lovely. Well, ExxonMobil certainly opened up a lot of opportunities for us Guyanese. You know how long Clarice's grandson looking for a job? I really hope he gets it.
Well, once he satisfies all the requirements, it's likely he will.
Well, I hope so. You see, if I was younger, I would have made sure I qualify myself in oil and gas. All those opportunities that ExxonMobil bringing into Guyana, I would have been taking full advantage.
Well, it looks like Denzel finally made up his mind that he wants to do something in oil and gas.
I like Denzel? In a few years, you know how much money he could be making?
Yes. My son got a bright future ahead of him.
We boy will be working in oil, yes? I'm so proud of him.
Oh, Father.
What happened?
Ay, it's Alexis again. Malachi take the baby and gone again, Auntie Martha.
Again?
Look, I got to do something about this. He's not taking my calls.
Mine either.
Maybe it's time we called your family in Brooklyn so that she could go there.
But you think he can allow her to live with a child? And she doesn't even know the place. How she get into Brooklyn?
I'm sure one of them could go and pick her up. It's going to have to be a day when Malachi gone and he in Carano. Auntie Martha, we got to do something.
Why you don't reach out to Simon and see if he could, you know, talk to him?
You really think he could be of any help?
It doesn't hurt to try.
All right, I won't call him.
Simon, what you doing here?
Pepper, can I come in?
Abigail. I really shouldn't be allowing no man in my house, you know. I'm getting baptized soon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I promise. It won't take long.
You sure?
Yes.
All right, come in. Please go and wash your hands. I don't have the coronavirus already and recover. But still.
Okay, I have no issue with that.
Go by the sink right there.
Sure, all right.
Make sure you wash it good.
Yep, 20 seconds.
Right. Please don't take off your mask.
All right, no problem.
I better put on one too, because I'm not taking any chances.
You look sexy in it. I like what you've done with this place.
Thanks. When you finish, wipe your hands. Please throw the tissue in the bin. You could sit right there.
Okay, thanks.
So, what you want?
So tell me, how are you making out?
I'm fine.
You look well.
Thanks.
Yes. Very well.
That is it?
Look, I've been thinking about you.
Okay.
And I was thinking, maybe we can give it another try.
Look, Simon, the next man I let in my life, he got to give his life to God and marry me.
Those are the only stipulations?
Well, and of course he got to treat me good.
Okay, so when you say the man has to give his life to God, what that entails?
Well, I mean like come to worship with me every week, pray with me, and just, you know, live a life for God.
And let's say I agree to those terms. Would you let me back in your life?
Well, I mean, would you agree?
Would you let me back in your life?
I never see that you're sincere.
All right. I'll tell you what. Who's this now? Catalina?
You and Chita still talk?
We don't. Hello?
Hi, Simon? Sorry for disturbing you.
What is going on?
I'm hoping you could talk to your son for me.
Sonny, this flower ain't look like it made the right weight.
Lady, there is a pong of flour I gave you there. Don't try and be difficult, okay?
Whatever, man. There's two roti I going home and make.
Good.
But here now, till now, the one unique can't find me a proper job.
Coretta, we ain't done half of your 3 jobs with the village council.
Yeah, but me want to do them kind of things, man. Me want to work with the waste management people.
Well, them is the only kind of vacancy we got right now. I'm wrong with working with the waste management people. You can be making a valuable contribution to your community.
Yeah, but them kind of work is hard work, Sonny. You think I able?
I glad you know it's hard work. That is why Morondai people need to be more conscious about how they dispose in the waste.
Well, it's not reduce, reuse and recycle.
And recovery and disposal.
Look, I admire them people who working hard for make sure the place clean and so, right? But some of these Morondai people ain't learning like you rightly say. They got some nasty people living right by me. Them people just go and dash the garbage in the bin just so. No bag, no nothing. I had to holler on one of the little ones the other day. Go in and throw baby pampers in the bin just so.
Well, all them things we continuously addressing is not an easy task, you know. But we can keep drumming home the message.
I think once this corona thing done, y'all need to meet with the villagers face to face more. If y'all got to demonstrate what is proper garbage disposal and so, well then you got to do that.
Yes, dear.
And another thing, Sonny. Y'all say we could use the community center ground for exercising, right?
Yes, Coretta.
Sonny, when I been there 2 afternoons ago, I set a Morondai man just there, bored watching.
Oh.
And some of them just sit down drinking beers, just watching the girls working out.
All right. We gonna look into it, okay?
I even had to holler upon one of them, and he shaping up for cuss me. I had to tell he don't come wrong me funny, not Coretta Finance.
All right.
Anyway, I going home and make these 2 roti. Yeah, I'll try and find something quick for you, do ya?
All right, Coretta.
Later.
She no want do this. She no want do that. 3 work we done fine for she, and she no want them. Hiya. A patience you can't forget for deal with some of them people this.
Fear says business is slow.
Simon, what Kathleen want?
She asked me to talk to my son. Apparently, things are not going too well with him and her daughter.
Oh.
Anyway, Pepper, Abigail, back to us.
Simon, I don't tell you what my requirements are. I'm a woman of God now, and I can't do certain things.
Okay. What if I promise to marry you?
Really?
I mean, we're going to get married before.
Yeah, but, I mean, you with your controlling ways. Look, Simon, it's better you left me alone.
Abigail, I still love you.
What are you doing? Don't move.
I just want to sit close to you.
Simon!
Shh. Let me express myself.
You're too close.
Am I making you uncomfortable?
Yes.
But you shouldn't be.
Simon, what are you doing?
You smell good.
Look, stop. You got to go. I can't do this.
All right. I'll do what you say.
What do you mean?
I will give my life to God and I will marry you.
You serious?
Yes. I'm a big man and I just need somebody by my side. I've been so lonely lately. I need you by my side.
This means you can done with all them controlling and...
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna need some time to think about it though.
How long?
Give me a couple of days. Maybe a week?
Okay.
Yeah, so you could leave now.
One more thing before I go. Can I get a kiss?
No, Simon. I can't.
Just one little kiss.
What are you doing? Simon, what are you doing? Why are you kissing my neck? Simon, you can't do that.
Just one little kiss, Abigail.
Man, Simon!
You have been listening to today's episode of Morondai.
Morondai came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.